Shelet was here visiting me. The manager has a change of heart somehow to say I can stay here. But when he said he'd write something in writing and reprogram the key. I told him that in essence I'm here hostaging this room for services that I should actually qualify considering that I'm in the health state I'm in. There are services in SROS such as this or persons that are in my situation as hard as I am hard compromised in my immune system. I'm not just the person with HIV now, I'm not a person positive, no, I'm down to the most extreme. I could just die from anything in an infection and somebody hasn't figured that out, that's a very urgent emergency. There are housing opportunities for persons with AIDS, HOPWA, and Ryan White funds that are appropriate to the circumstances, but Foothill Age Project will not provide services. I told the manager that based upon what he had put into his actual inner caption conversation, and he still is not yet gone over to YouTube and actually read it apparently. Earlier today he said he put something in writing, it's all a roots, I don't believe them, somebody has to give him a correction outside of me. Somebody has to call the manager and tell him to call the county that there is a person in his unit that is direly in a health-related consideration of HIV and that will a project is not available as Christina knows and that has never been rectified. My mom can't fix this, nobody can fix this, and I am in a life, dash, threatening condition that I'm supposed to have housing opportunities somehow SROS are available. I'm just being hostage to the room I shouldn't pay for in the first place, that I have county services to help me this way and they're being respected. Somebody do something. I can't believe any one of you. So that was what I said to him, but he just passing it by being happy-go-lucky. And my aunt, I wanted to be able to throw away my trash in my room before my aunt comes by. Well, I'm not walking over to the garage of the over to the trash cans, that's what's going to happen. I don't believe what he says in the view of this, I don't have to. Somebody outside representing something somewhere inform the world that I'm in this room, that I deserve to have this room paid for by county services, and then he's the one meeting payment not from my checkbook, but from the county. That's not my application to have to get that, happy he's application for the payment. So my aunt Shelley goes over to try to get the written thing and he wants payment to the first before he'll Republican key. So what he said to me earlier is this work, I'm not doing that. I need to have a court process, somebody in a court process look at what has happened, all of the details of reality, and fix this with a court process. Will somebody step up and help me please? My God. I had to post a statement on YouTube. And again, I have an additional statement and video I haven't yet uploaded to YouTube. Web. Link. https://myoutube.com/watch.v=5rthc-cocums. Description. Prohibited access to Medcare bloody sheets motel room security issue unknown lady entered using digital key. Macta Pond. What part of the truth do you not understand, sir? I'm not kidding. You call them for services, or maybe Christina Duarte again tries to call him for services and they actually show up with services at hand. Whatever Christina Duarte involved himself to what you were trying to do with CCRT and such, that they were not responsive. Nothing is changing. I am dying. In the photos attachments here are actual blood draw information from my LabCorp account, this ain't no phony baloney. Somehow the building manager thinks I'm making a sham, I'm straining a sham, that I'm not serious, I'm dead serious. My vegetation, as you want to call it, my definition of my character, as you may call it, across this entire area has been done in. I have a defamation of character suit against the situation. I cannot attain a character that is those to a valid negotiation about what is happening here. I don't have the patience to edit the spoken voice to text corrections, but for the most part this is actually I can read it as it's going. Clarification, respond, what do you mean? Web. Link. https://www.justice.gov/crt/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Menu. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. This is the law that's being broken, and the motel room is breaking the same law because this is the law that should apply. You are following because based upon what you did blow in the transcript, sir, you exactly are violating my rights on this agenda that is known as game sucking. I'm done with you. You cannot have a conversation with me. I'm not going to have a conversation with you. Somebody else, the same way with somebody else, with my mother, somebody else has to direct you to do something correct for a change, and anything other than that, it's a work sense of your thinking who I am and what I am. The definition of my rights is based upon the fact that I have a definition of my character across this entire region. My mom never stepped forward and to do that, and somebody has to step forward and do that. Otherwise you are violating my bikes, which is against the United States Code Title 18 Section 242, defamation of rights under color of law. What part of the law do you not understand, sir? And should I die, sir, it's possible by the death penalty. And I am literally in the state of very, very dangerous conditions to actually die. What part of that do you not understand, sir? Who will you actually listen to? Anybody you're following a color of law could be cultural, as the definition assumes you are doing. I assume not nothing. I don't believe you. You're full of hogwash. Since you wanted payment to the 10th, I'm not doing that now. I don't believe the key. No, you should have just addressed my what I sent you. You, as little as it is, I have services that are restricted from my use from county that you can actually call and get some lady to actually come here and evaluate the pet, the facts, and get paid for this. But apparently you too, serve manager of this motel, want me to die again. My mother, you have an agenda to take away my life. Instead of living, I die, because that is the agenda here. Apparently you too agenda. You cannot comprehend how imperative it is, every single thing I say. I mean, I'm not negotiating any other way but way I'm saying it, because I have done everything possible. I'm the one who knows what's going on, and you don't believe me. You don't treat every single word I say with validity and function. You're B asterisk 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 this. Obviously there is a disconnect between me and the manager to facilitate an integrity of what he says. I'm not paying for the room, and there's no cash involved from my checking account for services that should be offered in the services of this situation that I'm. All I'm doing is hostages in the room, her services that are being restricted from me. Unjustly and illegally restricted for me. Assigning CA. Connected to CA number 617. Dialing 323-454. Dash 4850. Thank you for calling West Center. speaking in Spanish language, recording, if this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you know your party 4-digit extension, press enter now. Phone ringing. The person at extension 5324, it's enable. Please leave a message 11 you message a to tone. When done, hang up or press pound key, beep. Thank you, goodbye. Disconnected by the other party. Thank you for using InnoCaption. For customer support regarding this call, please reference call ID 14,143,167. Dash, 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 dash. There is a series of these. There are a series of these I'm trying to say now. This one has an interesting problem. The voicemail at Wesley Health Centers in Los Angeles to a Felicia that she's calling to arrange the transport that they paid for last month. They paid for an Uber and they paid for it, and I think I qualified for it to be on my Humana plan because I think it's a radius of 100 miles. The system on the site does not allow you to review your own voicemail. That's suspicious. And I'll tell you why is that suspicious. There are a series of these, but just this particular result if you have call recordings. On your own side of this, that's one thing. I know we were talking about that having dual direction transcripts. However, it may be the human operator involved here knows what I said. And in the course to which is true. To a court testimonial record, I would have to call the person into court to testify various things that I'm sure there's a call recording for. But I know for sure there is a voicemail recording system on the other end that I was leaving voicemail to, and I didn't have a review process. A substitute is lacking and need here. I will be able to provide the transcript by just reviewing my message and what I said and move into the next stage, but not with this place. Something about that just sinks in again. Christina, you made a promise to my family and I'm going to assume that you're going to hold on to that promise. And in the degree that I have to caution you or tell you when you tell you predestined to tell you. This is a very difficult thing to do. It's not a normal situation at all. Something very sinister and dastardly here. It's not about my access to services that are available out there in resources. I'm using your app for a reason. At the time I was really having hearing difficulties and I do have focus difficulties, believe it or not, when I get stressed to this point. What is before you in this transcript shows that the human person listened to what I said. It was not transcribed, but I'm sure there's a call recording on your end. I'm going to make a request of you, whatever it takes. The legal situation, should I have to apply it to have that, you know the process better than I do, how to acquire a person's cooperation or an organization's cooperation, which we are going to continue here to acquire medical care and social services that you obviously have found to be unacceptable to me. So whatever it takes to the requirements that you are holding a call recording, I'm sure that you have the ability to transcribe dual transcription. Maybe you're still working on that, you talked about that, so you can establish yourself to your application's technology itself, but you can represent yourself to its application. I could request myself a copy of the voicemail specifically that I left. Holding this transcript in view that this transcript here shows there was a human involved and I can't get the review of the voicemail I left to be in the transcript, so therefore I or therefore you or therefore we request the actual voicemail file that is on their side. You could explain that you have a copy of it anyway. You can explain a cooperatory level of just acceptance that the patient is requiring this for a record so that his medical care is established properly. If you're not willing to do that, I'm left without any devices but to have a court subpoena from you specifically, and then also for men on that, you know, as officiated. And if I have to do that, believe me, cause I have to do that, but I have to actually file this in court, the gift for this to get fixed. I'm having to sue my mother as well. She will be named as defendant. Your impression upon her and everything is kind of, you know, perspectively, she's trying to cooperate with other person, but what she says to me and how she handles herself when it's just me and her and trying to get this fixed. She told me, she said she tried to contact you. And I don't know if you did or did not follow through. I'm not sure if she did try to contact you in the most recent days. But what I do know is she has made some gas in communications over my entire life that make no sense. But ultimately I have caught her on these transcripts again, because you know it's all or nobody is everybody or nobody, either I give up and die or it's everybody including you, Christina, you know, putting you on the same kind of pedestal. What's happened in this situation is unacceptable. I'm demanding something that in a course to which I'm thinking is most appreciative to have such a demand respected like immediately without question, without hassle, without any kind of gameplay. It should just be obvious. It should just become obvious who is that fault here. And what is that fault here? Your aspect of the interface to this in view of your own technology and the possibility of having dual-party transcripts. That would solve the deed to try to request the voicemails off of their site or request your copies if that is what you have of these interactions. So basically, if you do and get that level, there would be no reason to have this request at all. So therefore, I'm asking you to do something in the view of what would be able to time non-essential request. So will that happen or can it happen? The hotel manager here made a major risk to engage me on the record with Inakashiv Active. He said certain things to me, and I gave him a heads up because I don't do gotcha moments. Believe me, that is not a very trustworthy model to then be able to engage a reconciliatory process after. But he apparently did not hear, but I said when I was exchanging with him and the two other people that were accompanying him, when they were trying to tell me yeah not negotiate with me, tell me what was going to happen to me. My mom's telling me that the police department is telling her they're not going to do anything. Okay, that's one aspect that could be a lie. The motel manager tells me that it will just be a few days, the court file papers are being filed against me and that they're going to hit me so hard that I won't recover. I told him that putting this app on the phone, I told him what it was. But apparently all he received when I was trying to tell him that was blah 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 blah, and not received a single word of what I said. In that same situation, they were trying to pay me $200 to leave this room. I'm not leaving this room. My mother is telling me also that the events that are, you know, that I mean the resolve here about the motel room and the door here, that somebody opened the door here, opened my door when I had it payday. It was not the cleaning lady, but somebody opened the door here with a key. Also in the transcript from the motel manager is he's acknowledging the fact that the blood lady is on security camera. He's trying to tell me in this transcript that he said what he said. That was another guest and she was looking for her own room. She used the key and the only way to have the room that she entered the room, she did indeed enter the room with the for me to have left my room door ajar when it was closed. As I have a video recording on second video recording here. There is eye hole in the door. This particular eye hole has a rotating slide that covers the eye hole. Therefore one would assume, I guess, that that prevents people from seeing from the outside in. No, that is not what that does. The cover plate that swings around and covers the hole is not to intended purpose to prevent somebody from being able to see from the outside in. Scientifically good optics involving the lensing, the focal points is right there at the eye and you can't see in through the outside inward, it's blurry. But people who do not know this, people who are not knowing that true, what they do instead is they stick tissue paper into the eye hole. Every time I go into motel room and I see tissue paper in the aisle, I take it out because number one is stupid and number two it serves no purpose to put tissue paper in there at all. So the cover that goes over it is a solution to satisfy the ignorance of particular guests. It's only to maintain an ignorance because it's not possible to educate certain people in view of something something to stop pushing tissue paper into the eye hole and leaving me like that. I'm sure it's everywhere and anywhere when you have somebody knock on your door when you hadn't checked to see if there's tissue paper in there and the person is now at the door and whatever, and now that the desk now tries to see, well, I can't see outside. The whole situation is sped up now, he's trying to get out, you know, you have to find something to pry it out and the knock on the door and everything's now lost because whatever happened have, or perhaps somebody actually had opened the door instead, see who it was and they trust perhaps. And that was the wrong thing to do. That caused the danger to actually enter. I have no idea. I'm sure you can make the scenario as you like it. Stop pushing tissue paper into the eye hole and leave it there. For did that creates the disturbance for the next guest, it may not check it and then has a knock at the door for whatever reason and something is, you know, something out of whack and should not be. You should have the eye hole open all the time and anything less than that is of time to time events. And is the same way with the actual locking of the door. That does not serve anything except for maybe it's a scenario I have another on the video that I'm talking about. A guest does not have to physically lock that to prevent it for being used, except for maybe the cleaning person who's not aware of what she did, very unusual. So there is really no reason in any particular security issue to have to physically lock that to prevent it from being opened by a person that has a reason to have opening the door. It would be a very unusual circumstance that happens, so me as a guest knows this already about the law. I did not lock the door in that aspect, I shouldn't have to, it's not required, it's one of those illusions again. Or also, as you might want to call it, a matter of habit that you lock your doors in the house, so the same way you would like your doors on the motel room, but it doesn't matter, nobody has the key, and anybody that would have a key in all professional ways would be coming into the motel room by docking on the door. The manager were not going to the door, and it's the room with rented, which it was the cleaning lady would have knocked on the door. Nobody would use a key to enter the room at just face value, that's not what that extra step to lock the door to prevent the interior mechanism to activate with the digital key. It's not required when a single person is involved in the room. Maybe I said in my video it would have another purpose, is if you have a family and you have kids that have keys and you have adults that have keys and have adults doing things that are adults, and kids should be left out of it until the adults are finished, if we understand what I'm saying. I see that basically sums up the purpose of that lock. So in the course to which the door was locked, it was not left unlocked. Somebody used a key to enter the door, and that person startled, not me, didn't start on me, I was aware of it, I was wondering what was going on, and I heard the door unlocked, and so it was a blonde lady that had access to open the door. It was not another guest looking for her room, which is what the manager says on the record. That is now the event I have now captured onto. I have finally caught something that has substantial need to be reported. But it can't, because the manager lied on the transcripts. But what am I doing here in the first place? Christina, this is an update. You see, nobody standing up for me in all of this, nobody advocating for what is happening. I have no access to medical care. I have no access to medical care. It took 37 times for my mom to call my doctor here in town in Riverside, and if we call it Dr. Maleha. The system that was in place, I'm sure, I'm most positive shirt was directly related to me. It said it transfers to the answering service, human answering service. And the humans involving the answering service says, you can only leave a message to the doctor if you have been recently hospitalized. Otherwise, call back in a half hour or so. Your call back in a half hour, the same situation over and over and over and over. You have to question it. The persons who are answering this as an answering service. I had to rotate myself across all of them, there are about 20 of them, some of them were able to pronounce the doctor's name properly and some of them were not. I told him specifically, very specifically, their number is not answering, it's being transferred to you guys. There may be something wrong in their office, perhaps somebody has shot up on their office. They're all dead in the office, and so he needs to go do a welfare check. I said the same thing over and over and over. I got through, and it starts repeating the number of answering service persons who were involved in this service conducting this exchange. They were supposed to call the number and they'll be answering, and they never answer. Goes to answering service, they tell the only leave a message if you've been recently hospitalized, otherwise call back, and over and over and over again. So I conducted an audit, in other words. My mom seems to forget this. I'm supposed to trust this doctor. 3 years ago I had the same doctor and I had some faxes that got nothing was response. So it arranged itself to a point when they sent me, the doctor was out of town. But they're okay at the office. I finally got one to respond to me in that process and raised to have my first appointments. That's my doctor care here in town closest to me. No kidding. 3 years ago I made my initiation of comments onto the NPI record of the doctor, and in the course to which I'm needing to have medical care, my CD4 Candela's 8 ratio of 0.39, when I massively issued an email directed to every contact I can think of in the community involvements to help me, including the CDC, the HRSA, United States Federal Agency, Health Resources and Services Administration, the police, the Department of Behavioral Health CCR. Everybody, including my mom. Not a single reply. Not a single reply, or it also included the Gay and Lesbian Legal Bar. A huge list of contacts, absolutely not a single response back. I suggest I know a reason for that, but let's get that off the topic here for a minute. I'm supposed to trust it, I'm not going to actually die, you know, literally I'm not going to die, I'm going to actually die before somebody's going to straighten this out, so I go to LA and crash on the streets of homelessness in a sleeping bag. I crash onto the streets of homelessness with such a low city for CD4/CD8 ratio that this is the quote specifically as it applies from WebMD. Note the 6-year period of time. And know also that this is a time period that this I did catch my HIV disease properly and did recover and have a normal city for CD8 ratio. Basically I was normal in my treatments, but I've had an unusual occurrence of treatments. Such as it is, I may never return, as it says, to normal. That is the damage here. And all it would have taken is for my mother to really step up somehow and admit that she's wrong. Admit that she has been calculately wrong. That she has indeed been interfering with my ability to hold on to my care, that somehow there is an ulterior directives that she's not standing up for me and everybody is precluding, that I'm a troublemaker, that I'm a psychologically damaged person beyond approach, that I cannot have any kind of negotiated situations that did not prevent this from happening at all. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking. A targeted individual at GameStop that without due process is a punishment to my death. That is a provable fact. Somebody with some clout, Christina, needs to reprimand this process that allows this to continue without addressing this specific matter into my healthcare. I don't have a lawyer, I don't have access to a lawyer that would be impartial. What I have access to is the developer of a technology that would not let me die. That being a promise to my family that she would not let die. And I found to involve yourself with your own technology to what could be or will be possible in the future to what is now today and make this happen. Christina goes to your truism. I ask the question whether or not that was true. I have my own balancing with you. I think it would be an understanding that I have again stated on the record to have to use Truthfinder or intelligence to find your contacts of something in your background, your associates and your family. I'm just saying I said that against the doctors. What is wrong here? Why is it so hard to actually have something tangible, real, workable? I am questioning everybody's resolve, did not understand the seriousness of the offense here. The manager here in the motel is only sorry that he got caught piece trying to backpedal now, but basically told them very specifically I qualify for housing services under OPRA in the cases where my levels of my infectious are at this dangerous level to be housed, truly emergency housed in SROs that are exactly what I'm holding hostage here to. I'm really not doing anything wrong. He's now agreeing with me. I also take the assessment that what he did to me and of course to what he said on the record, the transcript and what he was doing with electricity, he was psychologically harassing me just like what is in the law fact. What is gang stalking? Appearing at the National Institutes of Health again, why is this so difficult to enforce the rules of order and standards here? I am blacklisted, as they call it in another article on gang stalking. I am blacklisted. I would not believe it in the United States of America, but then again I would. I am blacklisted everywhere I go. There is a certain degree of possibility that I'm already on a course of substandard care in HIV to my death. Borrego Health Clinic is now closed. Dr. Shino was a former employee of Desert Edge Project in Palm Springs. Oh, but a strong weave of section is at a wake of understanding. Too low of the digital content manager of Desert Edge Project at the time. But I was trying to find somewhere outside of San Bernardino that did not have this problem. It did not know that the Shigebi was a former employee. Sue Low and I had a 5-week Twitter DM. She apologized to me for the other agencies that blocked me. There's no funny business there. This conversation is on my records of stuff that I have archived. She ended up blocking me. And now we have. Dr. Shigeno died April 10, 2020. And I have an appointment with Wesley Health Center in Los Angeles April 10, 2023. Go figure. WebMD. Web. Link. https://www.webmd.com/hiv-aids/what-2-no-about-cd4-cd8- Ratio, dash, test. What to know about the CD4, CD8 ratio test. Written by Parang Mehta. Medically reviewed by Danny Paul Baby, MD on May 4, 2022. This article is from 2022, it says. Dr. Malala made a statement, they don't use this much anymore, that's not true now, is it? Dash, dash, dash. CD4 cell count. The CD4 cell count is a good measure of the activity of the HIV infection and the success of the treatment. Normal CD4 numbers in the blood range between 500 to 1200 per cubic millimeter. The normal range for CD8 is 150 to 1000 per cubic millimeter. A CD4, CD8 ratio of more than 1.0 is considered normal. A CD4 count below 200 per cubic millimeter shows that you have acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS. Low CD4 counts are also seen in bone marrow suppression because of chemotherapy, long, dash, standing infections, and some types of anemia. CD4, CD8 ratio. Traditionally, CD4 counts and viral loads were used to judge the body's response to HIV treatment. But you may be experiencing a weakening of your immune system despite having a normal CD4 count. The CD4, CD8 ratio is more useful in judging the immune system's function. People with HIV and a low CD4, CD8 ratio have increased frailty and mortality. The CD4, CD8 ratio test judges the strength of your immune system. It also tells your physician if you are at risk for opportunistic infections like pneumocystis pneumonia. Your physician may want to protect you by prescribing some medicines. A low CD4, CD8 ratio during treatment predicts that the virus hasn't been completely removed from your blood. If treatment begins early in the course of an HIV infection, your CD4, CD8 ratio is likely to become normal in about 6 years. Late and irregular treatments are associated with this test remaining abnormal. Dash, dash, dash. Can I get a personal injury attorney, please, that will take this case? Somebody is at fault here. I don't want to sue anybody if they would just do what they're supposed to do, but I don't think anything's going to force them to. I think they're going to be so belligerent, they're going to let me die, truly let me die, that an interference interface with somebody step up and do something, please. Or if you don't, obviously something's wrong with you people. I think your family and your associates should know that you're involved in something very sinister and destiny if you don't step forward and do something properly for a change, and that means somebody tell these people, please tell these people to do something right for change, have some clout and get somebody to do something right, tell them they have no choice, they can't kill citizen James Martin Driscoll like this. I am so upset. At this point I need to transfer the backup of what I have onto your system, you know, somehow, because believe it or not, on my device I discovered last night that somebody has logged into a non-owned account on Instagram and on Facebook on my device. They logged my accounts off and logged somebody else's on because they can do that. This is the matter to which we are dealing with. Somebody has hacked face anything else on this device, I'm not sure everything, but let's just say the other thing that they did, and they changed the name I see me to change the number for my mother's care. It was not the number that was styling, it was the number that should be dialing. I've used it all the time and I never changed the contact number in the contact for motive care was changed. What else? I will assume we have to maintain our own backups, but then again I can't maintain my own backups without them being perhaps altered. It's strangeness. This is into you, I really don't have the energy to correct this, I'm sending this as is. If you have to question any specific wording or anything, please address the question, or most of this is understandable. I am so tired. I challenge anybody that could do this with a challenge at heart. I did not want to have this, for that is true what has said here, and my accuracy to my mastery at the same level was not any record, but it was an 89%, so just, you know, a B plus, just below an A. I've gotten absolutely zero response for all of my effort and all of this. There's something so wrong here and I cannot define it completely. I have to find it absolutely, but not completely. There is something so severely wrong here. I'm going to die before somebody steps up and says something like in a public statement, something like something to an official capacity, something must stand in the way that prevent this from occurring, my death when it should not be my death. All of the voicemails at Wesley have no transcripts because the human person is sitting there listening to my voicemails. I need the voicemails back on me so I can send them to a lawyer apparently, and I doubt if I will survive such a process. By now I have perhaps opening. I ask the manager to provide me a statement in writing that he was going to extend my key to the 1st of the 10th at least so I can come and go and my room will unlock the door with the key. I wanted it in writing. So far that has not been done. He's trying to assume that I have really sorry. He's only sorry that he got caught, and I'm really tired extremely. Assigning CA. Connected to CA number 781. Dialing 909-888-5775, room 104. You have reached the hotel's automated operator. For your convenience, you can enter the X/TERPBS or room number of the party you wish. Dial 0 or hold for the operator. Thank you. Ringing. Answered. -- inaudible and /, or indiscernible. Yes, you can come out. Throw the trash. Inaudible and /, or indiscernible. Okay, so she's going to be coming. She's going to be coming to you to see you. She's going to come and see you. When she comes, you want to go out through the trash. You do whatever you want. You want to go through trash. Good. Yes, you too. Disconnected by the other party. Thank you for using InnoCaption. For customer support regarding this call, please reference call ID 14,139,266. -- Assigning CA. Connected to CA number 269. Dialing 909-888-5775. Room 104. Ringing. You have reached the hotel's automated operator. For your convenience, you may to the extension of room number of the party you wish. Dial 0 or hold for the front desk operator. Hello? Yes, I'm listening. Yes, I'm listening. Okay. What happened? Yes, sir. Your dad? Yes. I guess so. Yes. Indiscernible@gmail.com. Echo. NOMY. in0@gmail.com. No problem. Okay, sir. Disconnected. Thank you for using InnoCaption. For customer support regarding this call, please reference call ID 14,133,312. Assigning CA. Connected to CA number 269. Dialing 909-888-5775, room 104. Ringing. You have reached the hotel automated app tour. For your convenience, you may to the extension of the room number of the party you wish. Ringing. Busy tone. Ringing. Hello? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're indiscernible. You want to check out tomorrow morning. Okay, indiscernible is working. No problem. Your AC is working. Your indiscernible is working. Your indiscernible is working. Okay. How about the indiscernible? How about the charging points? All the charging points are working. I'm just asking you if everything is working. I need to indiscernible. I know. Going to be a indiscernible. I can call the paramedic for you. I will call the paramedic for you. Who is your doctor? Your light is off. Indiscernible, off sometime. Everything will be. I have that recording and it came to your room and it came to that recording. I found out, and I, indiscernible, tongue you. I was just checking the camera. I saw a blonde lady checking for her room. No problem. You know the end of the storage. What happens? You'll be, -- everyone will be, and you should they will come up, indiscernible. Everything will be damaging. No problem. It is okay. You do whatever you want and they will tease, and you put the taser on you and the pepper spray and hit you badly and make sure you're out of the room, and very soon you can stay how long you want to stay, and they for sure are doing everything to please you and you do whatever you want. And they will care and make sure you're out of the room. No problem, sir. You talk shit and nothing happens. You know something will happen soon. Maybe not today, tomorrow. But they will come and tase you and put the taser on you and six men coming up to hold, and you will break the whole fucking door and break the whole window. You kill yourself, they don't care about it. They will make sure you're out of the room by hitting. They will make sure you're out of the room. Six people will make sure they hit you so badly that you'll come out of the room for sure. No problem. You can stay. They are working on it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. Maybe after 3 days. They will make sure they will hit true so bad you'll are not able to come out of the room. And whatever they can. Whatever, nothing is going to happen and you're in big shit and you know what happened and kick out and the hit badly and stab yourself. Nothing happened. You destroyed yourself by your hand, you stupid ass. Disconnected by the other party. Thank you for using InnoCaption. For customer support regarding this call, please reference call ID 14,115,541.